Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of The Chat. I am your host, Casey Hutchison, and today we have so much to discuss, but before we get into it all, let's check in on our co-hosts. Dee, how are you?
I'm feeling amazing. How are you, Casey?
I'm doing quite well for take two of this intro. Alan, how are you?
I'm good. I'm not going to say any funny this time.
And then the beautiful, beautiful man, the one that is my true love, Rodrigo, how are you?
I'm doing good, Casey. Doing much better than Dr. Neil Byrne at this moment. So much better.
Yes!
I mentioned the Resurrection Blessed Earth WAP.
And the man who could be my friend and my lover, the Carl Anderson to my Gloria Loring. Tiggs, how are you?
Rent due, but I'm here. I'm fine.
Well, anyway, let's just hop right into our first top topic, which concerns ABC's General Hospital. Vernay Watson is returning in the role of Stella Henry. Dee, what do you think about that?
I love Moneybags Watson. She likes to get that money. I already know if she back, that means Mike is probably going to die. We've been waiting forever for this to happen. Let's go.
And that is just how I like answers. Short and sweet and to the point. and then, Rodrigo, let's go to your thoughts on this. Stella's going to be back the week of September 14th. So what would you like to see Stella up to?
Well, I love seeing Stella back. Vernay Watson, Miss Emmy winner, two-time Emmy winner, Vernay Watson, by the way, is coming back, and I love it. I love how GH is – I just love GH is paying attention to Black characters on this show. Like, it's just been amazing to watch. Even though she might come back from Mike's funeral or whatever, but at least they are paying attention to, like, their Black cast. So I'm very happy to see that. I'm always happy when Stella comes back and does her little visits and goes back to London or wherever she's like spending her time these days. So it's good to see. So I'm happy to see her back.
And then Alan, General Hospital also announced another return today. Nathan Parsons is returning in the role of Ethan Lovett. So what do you think about Ethan coming back into the fold as Holly and Luke's long-lost son?
I think it'll be nice for people to like him, but I don't care. Ethan was kind of a useless character, and the actor was all MAGA, and he did that All Lives Matter thing a couple years on Twitter, and he deleted his account. So, fuck him. So, back to you, Casey.
Which one of y'all started yawning? Which one of you shady people started yawning?
Well, I've never... Oh, God, this character. Okay. This character should never been created at all, period, point blank, period. If you were going to create this character, it should have been Robin and Holly's son, not fucking Luke and Holly's son, because Luke would never have done that to Lord. I fucking hated that rewrite they did. And I know that was you, Tony Gary, that put that fucking idea in people's heads for that shit.
He saw Nathan Parsons as his new cowboy.
That got to be my son. No, that did not have to be your son. That had to be Robert's son, because that did not make a lick of sense that you would go off and cheat on Laura with Holly and then do all this while y'all on the run. Luke and Laura on the run, you have time to go cheat on Laura and all do all the dumb shit. Okay, bye. The only thing I would love, but they won't do this, is to have Nathan and Christina have like a little mini reunion, because I always loved their little chemistry they had together. But other than that, I guess this is about the Holly story with Peter saying, you know, Holly's supposedly dead and Nathan's coming back for that, whatever. But okay, cool, he's back. But I would love a retcon if, like, they would say that Robert was his father and not Luke. And
please do that.
They want to
keep it moving.
Keep it moving. We're not going to get you know, Ethan and Christina. So
that's the next best thing I can get. That's the next best thing right there.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point? Because, yeah.
Now, I love them saying, but Holly can stay there because I won't ride with Anna. And I really don't give a damn about no Ethan. Never did.
I want Robert and Olivia together. I don't give a damn.
Robert and
I
Olivia. Say,
they got some chemistry.
Olivia Cicero would be throat of flat. She loves him.
Yes, that's her idol. At least Cicero has been watching this show for like 85 years, so she knows it. This would be a dream come true for her. So like,
I wouldn't mind mind a little affair. But I don't want her to even leave my
The way they're playing Ned and Olivia so heavy right now, like.
Which is great, you know, it's so great to see them at the forefront. And their dialogue has been great.
Yeah, good.
I know I said that one of my big problems with GH was how they're writing Ned, but I have to say, coming out of it, there has been amazing performances, especially from Lisa Cicero. And I'm like, give her the support and actress Emmy. I mean,
she's been deserving of that for the longest time.
Wally Kerr said he's gonna get an Emmy for one of these damn shows. Okay,
honey, Wally Kerr has put himself 1 year it's Day, the next year it's GH, another year it's Days.
He gonna pop up on Young and the Restless, be on all three damn channels, and one of them gonna give him a damn Emmy. I don't know. As long as Mama Pasta is happy and not whining about Dante on my screen, please go find Dante who can shut up. Like,
I love the writing though for Ned, because that's totally Ned. He's denying, like, he doesn't see that he's turning into Edward. Everybody else can see it but him. I love it.
Yeah.
So one of the comments that I found funny came from when Daytime Confidential posted the article about Parsons coming back. And the comment says, the producer knows how to work a budget. He can save money and bring more people on air. Corday Productions could use his accounting skills. So speaking of Corday Productions accounting skills, let's hop into all of the Days of Our Lives returns that are coming this fall. We have Casey Moss back as J.J. Devereaux. We have Heather Lindell back as Jan Spears.
Hey. Marcy
Miller back as Abigail Devereaux DeMera. We have Lucas Adams back as Trip Dalton Johnson. We have Stacey Hyduck back as Kristen. We have Eric Martzoff back as Brady. Ali Sweeney has signed on for a longer stint as Sammy. And Brian DiTillo revealed that he is back for longer as well in the role of Lucas Horton. So, Dee, let's go to you. Which return, or which extended stay, rather, are you most looking forward to, and why?
Well, if JJ is a crackhead, then I would probably be looking forward the most to Casey Moss coming back. I love crackhead JJ. Like, I'm the first one to tell you, that's my dude right there. He is way more fun when he is juiced up. Most likely mine, you know I'm a Kristen fan, so I'm all about Stacey. And just give me as much Lucas as you can possibly give me, and I'll be happy. So I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy that Brady's going to be on my screen. I'm happy that, you know, I'm happy with just about all the returns. I'm not even mad about Tripp. You know why? Because none of the people that tripped over him are going to be, never mind. No. Nah.
The pun of it.
Never mind. Never mind. if as long as he doesn't come back with everybody trying to fight over his slingaling, I don't care. But I'm
dude, honey, excited. I'll fight over it if he wants me to.
Oh God, there you go.
As long as he shaves, though, you know, I couldn't take all that Liam Spencer type facial hair that he had at the end. I was like, come on.
You and you just hate facial hair. That's your problem. I just want to go on record. Yes, you do, because Chandler Massey looks fine as hell right now, and you talking about that.
His looks good, and if. You know, Eric Martzoff looks really good. And, you know, I'm still a sucker for John Aniston's bristles under his nose, no matter pull my hair and call me Kimberly.
Oh, my God.
I'm good.
Look, kill him with fire. Kill him with fire.
Thank you, Tiggs.
But anyway, Alan, which return are you most excited for? Or is there an extended stay that you're most excited for?
Yeah, I mean, naturally, because... She has this energy lit, just lights up the show when she's on the show. And we only get like a month a year, but for now we're gonna get for most of Justin's 2019. That's very exciting. I'm not excited for Trip because he's boring as fuck. I'm excited for Jan because I want her to lock people in cages and shit like that. I
couldn't agree more.
I'm happy to have Brady and Kristen back because as long as they don't write her like the fucking good girl crying nun shit, I don't like that. I like her because they have to have a happy medium. They can't write her as rapey sociopath. They have to find a happy medium to keep her in town. But JJ, yeah, hopefully JJ is back on the crack. I'm with D. He needs to be on drugs.
That's when he is exciting and interesting. Thank you very much for backing me up on that one.
My neck, my back, lick my pussy and smoke some.
Hey!
All his options, he's related.
What's going on?
I'm just gonna blow his back out. I don't know what he's been doing.
Anyway, Tiggs, let's go to you. Which day's return or extended stay are you most excited for and why?
You are killing me with this extended stay, but that's exactly what the hell it is. Salem, days is the embassy suites, goddammit. It's literally a damn bed and breakfast. How long are you staying? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
Stop!
I'm glad that Sammy's going to be on screen longer, because yes, that whole show comes alive when Allison Sweeney is there. I'm excited about everybody, especially Heather Lindale. Like, I'm happy. I just, I don't know what they're going to do with Jan. Hopefully she got a son. Maybe that son is the one that knocked up Allie, and he needs to start screwing Claire next. That's so
good. That's good.
That's a soap opera.
Rather interesting.
Am I the only one that likes Jan Spears? Man, I love that chick.
Oh, no.
Jan
make... will okay. Probably make me tune back into this show because
yeah, I
just want to make sure I'm not going to be by myself because no. Every time she's on the screen, I was actually rooting for her to win. I'm sorry.
It's not going to be an Allen liking Natalie Buchanan situation.
Oh, no. Yeah, I love Jan. Okay,
Queen Natalie.
The fact that she made such an impression, she made such an impression a short amount of time that she was on screen. Yeah. Says a lot that people still ask about this character years later. So, like,
and it's so crazy. I remember it was two Jans. Wait, was Heather Lindale the original Jan or the second one? Because I know it was two.
I think she was the second one.
A third Jan. There was the original Jan that got fired really quickly. Lindale, please let girls never forget. Then there was Heather Lindale.
Oh, damn, it was three? Damn.
She was third.
But she was the most memorable one. Even if she was only there for a year, like she was very.
Yeah, because I remember. Yeah, she was the one that liked Josh, Sean D up in that cage. She was the one that. Sure did.
I liked Heather Olsen too. I liked her too. But yeah, I'm glad that Lindell's the one that's coming back. And
I hope they bring up about remind Nicole like, bitch, you ain't perfect. You had me help you come kill Victor, bitch. Well, we didn't kill him on.
So Rodrigo, this is clearly Days of Our Lives' next rotated in set of cast members. It's the next ones to come back and stuff. So are you most excited for this set of rotations, or do you wish some of the others from the last round had gotten to stay just a bit longer?
Well, the thing I like about Days is one door closes and another one opens. They are just rotating whatever they're going to bring back. And it was about time to get the Last Blast crew, at least a good majority of them back, because it worked so well on that app show they had. So I already knew that like Ron was going to find a way to bring those characters back to the real show. It's just like, Victoria Grenfell's gone. Greg Vaughn is gone. Chandler's gone, Freddie's gone. You have to have a backup plan. So this, there's always a plan with Days. If a lot of people are leaving, they're always going to have some people in the backfold. That's the beauty about Days. They have so many characters, so many people they can bring back to their canvas on their back pockets. And Ken knows that. And he knows how to, like, if it's like one thing doesn't work, Ken knows, okay, we're going to bring this back. Or, like,
You spokes know, on the wheel.
One thing always does work, he'll get rid of it.
Spokes on the wheel.
Words for this show. And I'm just so, I'm very excited with what's coming in the fall. And I've been told for months this was going to be a weird transition. People were not going to like this. And a lot of people are leaving and coming back and whatnot. So, like, this is what's happening now. And I don't mind it. Like, it's, stories are continuing. They're moving forward with stories, and they're going to bring back these people to replace the ones that already left. So you can see a seamless transition. And Allison Sweeney, that's the one I'm most excited about, because they should have had her back for like a long term. I mean, I appreciate the short stints that she's been doing the past, you know, couple of years or so, but I've always wanted her back for a longer stint. So like, I'm very excited about that.
Especially under Ron, because Ron.
Under Ron, yeah.
Ron understands.
I mean, Allie loves Ron's writing of Sam, of Sammy. Even though, I mean, I have to be honest, I don't like how Sammy is being portrayed in this storyline. I don't like the way everyone's coming down on her while Nicole gets away with murder.
I will say, like, though, it's classic days, though. I mean, it is classic Sammy.
No, Nicole. But for Nicole and Sammy, they used to be on equal playing field. This is not equal. They are forgiving.
Well, pretty
everything
soon,
Nicole,
you know that everything's going to catch up with Nicole.
They're forgiving. Yeah, they're forgiving everything Nicole did. Sammy brings up good points, and they're like, "Oh, Sammy, shut up! You kidnapped Belle." When I was a fucking teenager, I kidnapped Bill. Like, I mean,
well,
like,
she did a lot
so
more than
long.
Kidnapper. I mean,
I
don't blame them if they want to bring that up, because she did try
like,
to sell
it's just like,
that was a whole ass lifetime ago. Like, there should be a statute of limitation
so
of
years ago.
Credit comes off before they're gonna let us get over that.
But I am excited about Brian Totillo back full time as Lucas. I think they should never let that dude go. Amen. Period, because like anytime Lucas is back, and Lucas and Sammy have to be. I mean, James Scott, you're not coming back as EJ. They're never gonna recast that role. But I would make Lucas and Sammy the focal point of this return, and just keep going. Like, I just love it. I mean,
they might as well. They act like Lucas ain't shit again with Sammy anyway. Ever since they you know focused on EJ, Lucas has always been an afterthought.
Right. So, like, we don't got no EJ there. So, like, there's no point. Like, this
EJ is circling the drain somewhere. I am a Jammy fan. I don't care. I like Sammy with everybody except for Austin. So, I really don't care. Ooh, and probably Ray. But,
No, that actually, Ray for me was the only time I cared for Rafe was when he was with Sam.
Yeah, but I'm saying just in general, I'm not trying to speak that into existence, so that's why I'm like, on that one. But
early
we're not going to recast EJ, and they need to just go ahead and kill him off. Like, seriously, they need to kill him off.
Yeah.
This on again, off again, on again, off again, it's too much. He's not coming back. He not coming back. Kill the character off or recast him
or
with somebody.
Recast.
I'm like, do one or the other, but you can't.
You can recast. You can recast. There's so many actors that can play this role.
The role of EJ is so easy to recast.
I mean, it is.
Like,
you find
the easiest role to recast.
Easy. A tall, sexy brick that's hot as hell with Allison Sweeney. And that can say Samantha 35,000 times an episode. There you go.
It's the way he says it, though. It'll be like, ooh, you know this sex is just gutter butt. Yes.
Right.
Anyway, let's talk about the big casting news over at our CBS soaps, because we haven't gotten a chance to discuss this yet. So 2 weeks after it was announced that Courtney Hope was leaving The Bold and the Beautiful as Sally Spectra, news broke that she was joining the cast of The Young and the Restless. And Tiggs, I'm going to go right to you. How do you feel about this? And if Courtney doesn't show up as Sally, is there a character you would like to see her play?
I'm ecstatic about this. Like, I think Brad Bell wasted her over there. You're going to throw Sally under the bus for some damn flow. But anyway, like I said, I'm thinking she's going to be Sally. Like I said, Wanda and Bold don't really play that. You know, especially when a character leaves and pops back up on the sister show so quickly, they're usually the same character. I don't think, and it would be perfect. I mean, Oh God. Yeah, she could work at Jabot or something. But no, they probably won't have to work with Lauren.
She could work with the other resident redhead. Hello.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
She would need to be working with Lauren so Tracy Bregman can be back on
that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, but you know that Finn Moore's still in that stupid partnership with Jabot. So yeah.
But aren't they buying? Isn't Finn Moore buying out the Jabot Collective? They're buying them out.
I thought Finn Moore was separate again. Or did that deal fall through? I can't keep up
with that shit.
I thought Lauren was done with all of the hoopla after the whole Phyllis as CEO. Didn't Lauren?
Well, after the Phyllis as CEO thing, Phyllis was going to try to buy, she was going to try to blackmail Jack with Kyle being a hoe with Lola to get the money to buy up a partnership with Lauren, but she couldn't get the money. So, and Jack made Lauren an enticing offer, and so they stayed together, but now they're splitting that stuff up.
Okay, because it was always weird to me that Jill wasn't involved in that whole thing.
Jill
wasn't involved in none of the things she's supposed to be involved in, so I'm not surprised that she's not involved in this.
Oh, yeah. Jill hasn't been involved with business in years. She hasn't been involved with nothing.
If Hunter King was leaving the show, I love her. Don't want her to go. Courtney Hope would have been a great Summer Newman. Great.
Oh, yeah. Wishful cast her, you know, back when Hunter left initially.
Her and the staff? Oh.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Hunter has come to her own so much that now it's like really a pleasure to watch her. I feel like she finally gives off what Summer is supposed to be. And it's just, it's great to watch her, in my opinion. So, Dee, let's go to you. Do you want Courtney to play Sally or somebody else from the Y&R canvas?
She need to play Sally Spectra. Okay. The Spectres need to go on. If they can't do right in Los Angeles, then maybe she'll get done right in Genoa City. Sally Spectra was a designer. I mean, it just makes sense for her to be Sally Spectra. There's ties. There's already the crossover. Lauren and Sally used to be really good friends. So it makes, when Lauren was over there on Bold and Beautiful, you know, with her little fashion line or whatever, it makes sense for that crossover to happen. I just can't see them. But then again, the things that I can't see are normally the things that happen at Y&R. It doesn't make sense for them to make her a new character when she's already established somewhere else. And she can come in and hopefully they'll write her with some fire and she won't be like chasing after Liam. So that's already a plus right there. She won't be chasing after these dud Spencer men. So I'm already happy. But as long as they come in with some good clothing, they mentioned Finn Moore's,
you know, a couple weeks ago on B&B. So maybe that was laying the groundwork to cross a character over.
Because Brad, you already know how I feel. I can't wait to see you next June. But he already knows he's gonna catch that pandemic. He knows what time it is. He's one person that was praying that Corona would come during the Emmys to save him from me. So he already knew what time it was. But you're gonna sit there and waste an actress that can actually carry a storyline. She can play emotions. She can make you feel bad when she's doing bad stuff. And you gonna sit there and waste her for felony float? Bye. I don't even know what to tell you. I'm like, this is no disrespect against Katrina, but the character is trash. Flo is trash. She's gonna be trash for me forever. There is nothing that girl can do. I don't care what body part she gives up. She's gonna be trash to me forever. Like, I'm done. And you gonna sit there and pass up on that? I was ready to get Sally and Thomas and get it popping and have them be like, just ready to go off and take back Forrester from those Logans, and then I got deprived of this. So you already know I'm in my feelings. Courtney Hope, come Young the Restless and show out. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that ready. I'm glad you made your point, but you definitely took the scenic route to get to your point.
Casey.
8 months worth of B&B story just in the end to say, well, hey, Courtney Hope, I hope you come to the Young and the Restless.
I said that in the beginning. I've been saying it on Twitter. I'm just saying.
Nah, I don't see Sally too, because it's perfect. Sally has hit rock bottom. Genoa City
was perfect land. You want to start over. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Alan, I know that many people, including myself, if Courtney Hope comes on as Sally, many people want her to shake things up with Tessa and Mariah. So would you want that as well? Or do you want Sally to be paired with somebody else on the Y&R canvas?
Oh, those Taraya fans would act a fool. Oh, my
good.
God.
I would, but
good.
Lesbian Love Triangle is too interesting for Young and the Restless. The only thing they've done is to have Raya bang some rando. That's all they've done. And then and Tessa and basically really forgave her after like 2 weeks. So I'm expecting her to play a new character because that's how Young and the Restless works. The obvious answer, the thing people want her to play Sally, they're not going to give you probably.
Is. Let her come back as Noah's girlfriend. Then we know Mariah gonna sleep with her. But
yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, she's probably gonna play a new character because that's how Young Alyssa works. And they're probably gonna put her maybe with Theo, maybe they'll have her mix it with Kyle, or maybe even Chance. Ugh, that would be disgusting. I do not want to see Courtney Hope having to kiss freaking Johnny.
Oh, God. No, Alan.
Why you put that in the universe? Don't do
I
that.
I can already see it. Are you ready? Here's their first scene. What do you mean you came from L.A., Sally? I could already see her.
Now, see,
and you know, Chance would probably love her because, you know, Chance would probably love her because, you know, Sally worked at multiple places in L.A. where Black people weren't allowed because of the writing. And so Chance will probably be all over her when she comes to town.
See, if they want to be on some real bullshit, what they need to do, they should have told Courtney Hope.
These faces.
They should have told Courtney Hope, you want to lighten your hair a little bit? Yeah, come on over here real quick. Bye, Melissa Oldway. We got a new Abby Newman. Bye.
They won't. Dude, nuclear winter will come before they get rid of it. I'm not even playing. Like,
she is not going nowhere.
There will be nothing left. Roaches and Melissa Ordway.
Melissa
I'm not
Ordway is here to
stay. And that's so sad. Way. And that's because they just.
No, I love Melissa. Okay, let me get this straight. I love Missy Ordway. Melissa is a great actress. They just don't write for the character of Abby ever. The only person who ever wrote for Melissa Ordway's Abby, surprisingly, was Charles Pratt Jr. And that's the only time I cared for Melissa as Abby because I liked Stitch and I liked the miscarriage story.
Yeah, and that was a good story. Max.
Yeah,
I loved
that little boy was terrorizing her ass.
Oh, I wanted to push that. That little boy needed.
I was cheering him on. What are you talking about?
That was some good shit. That was some good shit. Chuck Pratt.
I loved that.
Crazy as he was.
Yes.
Okay.
And that scene between Ashley and Abby on the bed, where Abby was tearing through all those baby presents. Oh, Melissa Ordway broke my heart.
They write Abby as an afterthought. That's all that it is. It's just you forgot about Abby. And that's what they do. That's why they fling any man at her to see who gonna stick. They don't give a damn who it is because
shit. Dee's dated Abby. Rodrigo's dated Abby. You've dated Abby. I mean,
I know she pegged me last week.
Alan had an affair with Abby. I mean,
excuse you, I'm a gold star gay. I'm never going near a pussy. C-section baby.
She is the Black man's welcome wagon, okay, to Genoa City. So if there's a Black dude, they're going to pair her with it. I mean, she just every man's welcome
then
wagon.
Then they're going to tell you that that Black dude had a Black girlfriend, but that Black girlfriend 2 weeks later is going to turn out to be Cameron Grimes.
Yeah. We're going to let that one go for a variety of reasons. I don't understand why they paint Mariah out as this paragon of virtue. When she came on the show, it's trash. And now she goes sit here and try to look down on other people. I'm going to need you to.
I know we're getting off topic, but I miss Mariah being messy. Like,
yes. Ugh. That's what she was supposed to
be. That is dumb.
Yeah, when she first came on that show.
Remember when she used to have that crush on Nick and she said, I'm not
When she came down the stairs and that little nightie and Sharon was like, yes. And gathered her up in 2.2 seconds. Yeah. Yes,
she should have been the anti-Cassie. She's snarky
Dying
Cassie.
So much with that.
Yeah,
she's snarky Cassie with a strap on now, and it's like what?
Cassie's her twin. I stand on that hill.
She just turned into a Cassie. They just turned into Cassie.
Mariah should have been Dinah Marler. She should have been Kendall.
Yeah,
Hart.
She's supposed to be the opposite
that sort of archetype.
Of Cassie. Yeah.
You are supposed to be the bitchy daughter of a saintly mother. they fucked it up like always.
Mm-hmm. They could have made Sharon and Mariah like another Sammy and Marlena. Like that could have been like they're always fighting. They're mm-hmm. like Sharon always slapping her across her face and like this. But they just want to make Mariah like all sweet. I'm like, oh God,
that's too interesting for Young and Restless. No, that might be boring.
Right, she's the lesbian now, so she has to be the Greek chorus of the show.
Well, we have hope. We have one daughter left. We got Faith. Maybe.
Faith, Angelique, Nicole.
Faith better be hot in the ass. She,
okay.
If they would age her up, come on now. Can we recast this? I'm sorry.
Look, I want to recast it.
Can we get a little recast? Like, come on.
Margo Lindley, whatever her name is. But it's time for that baby to go, okay? Go play Dolly Parton.
Olivia Rose Keegan. That's all.
Yes.
Olivia Rose getting Disney money, baby. She don't.
I know.
She's not working on anything song related. Bye.
But a check. Wait. A check is a check these days. That don't mean nothing these days. These actors they'll get a check anyway. Any way they can.
Well, I know, Rodriguez.
Hospital. Bye.
It is high time. It is high time for the next generation of Newmans to get their due. Summer needs a good storyline. Reed needs to be on the canvas. God damn it. Faith needs to be a 16-year-old cokehead. Like,
needs to be a Noah.
Like, Nicholas and Victoria are both pushing 50. And you can really tell that Victoria's older now. They write them like they twins.
There needs to be a Reed.
Where's the next generation of, like, Brash and Sassy? The Brash and Sassy, like,
Set. Well, that don't matter now. Victoria and Soul Brash and Sass.
Well, to Mal Young's credit, he did good teen scene. I loved Mal's teen scene.
Are we defending Mal Young on this show?
I know.
Apparently, because he's more interested in England, bringing Josh is right now.
Look, all I'm saying is I did not like Mal's two big stories, just like everybody else. I was not a fan of the whole Jack story. I was not a fan of the JT story. But as I look back, I'm like, oh my God, Mal had diversity. Mal had a teen scene. Mal's issue was he truly didn't understand the show at its core. And that's where Sally should have been his co-head writer. But anyway.
So he's going to be on my list.
But
forever.
Now Sally Susskind is over.
Fuck Mal Young and his gift.
How about Mal shouldn't have written... Period. He should have been executive producer and have someone else write this show. Like, he had a vision. I could see he had a vision for the show, but the writing, I was just like,
you did too much. American show.
His stint really got good at the very end.
Yeah.
His stint.
It's always like that. They get the fire, they're gonna put out their best shit when they get fired.
Dina Higley
somebody should tell Josh he's getting fired next week so we can get some fire writing.
For real.
Exactly. I just want this show to be something else. But I'm not gonna go into it.
That's the damn problem, Casey. It is something else. It ain't the Young and the Restless most of the goddamn time. That's the problem.
I don't know what it is. It's not even a soap opera. I don't know.
It's the old and the hopeless. You fucking find it.
The hopeless is the main part of that title. That's going to be
all. I saw that Nick Phyllis, Kyle, Summer promo.
Is this
a romantic comedy or something?
Like, I also saw the Charles Pratt Jr. and JFP promo shots from 6 years ago as well.
Nick doesn't look like that anymore.
Josh Moore's nipples from 2014. That's so sad.
I mean, I get it. They're probably not going to let you take new promo photos, but I know... Y&R has updated promo photos that were just taken like last year. Like, come on now.
They've got the budget.
You know they do because you remember Oprah that played Mia, she posted up that picture from when she was supposed to be opening credits. So they took the pictures. Just
and
released
that beautiful gown she had on. Oh, I miss her. I really do. We can't have nice things on this show.
We never have nice things.
No, we stuck with Lola's bland ass.
I just want a Mia to shake things up. That's all I ask for. I ask for a Mia and Phyllis friendship. I asked for Mia to be friends with Hillary, with somebody that she could cut up with.
They are like scared.
They're about to make Amanda, well, I guess Amanda's going to be Hillary's twin, like we always said. It's something. I'm trying.
That's what's going on. D is Hillary.
I'm trying with this show. Come on.
It's terrible.
All the ingredients are there, but
we just need a cook that knows how to season. Yep. Some food.
Yeah. I told you, we need some Lawry's. We need some.
This is why I said hire Susan Dansby, hire Marlene McPherson, hire Elizabeth Snyder, hire Kay Alden, anybody. Just anybody who can actually write a damn soap opera. It's not that hard.
Because maybe Josh needs somebody that, you know, to help him, like, when he want to present something, they can finesse it a little bit to get the shit pushed through to the networks. Like, okay, well,
that the networks know. You know, people know Kay Alden's name. People know Susan Dansby's name over there. He needs somebody who can fight the network to get shit put on the air that's watchable. Because this ain't watchable.
Nobody's shedding viewers like ducks shed water. Because
this tells me that this show, like right now, this is reminding me so much of the end of Guiding Light right now, because there's no direction. The show just has the title, but it's not the show. And it's not a good look.
And what's so sad is that you would think, usually when soaps get like you said, it's about to get canceled, Casey, or it's at a point where there's so many unrecognizable faces. Y&R is the one soap that has never had that problem, thank God. Again, half the cast, you know, on respirators, but they're still there. So, like, you know, y'all got everything there. Just do something with it. Yes, you do need to add in a little bit. You need to bring on a Noah Newman that's going to wreck shit. Like, we need a Noah Newman that's going to be fucking through the town. Acting like the rich motherfucker he needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants Noah to be all Captain Save-A-Ho. I want to work with families in Africa and take pictures and all this other bullshit.
What the fuck? Pictures?
Oh, mama, I know you're talking about your Adams.
Uppercut you in the face.
One thing I'm interested in is Theo and Victoria. I'm interested in Victoria.
Victoria
is the best part of Y&R right now.
Yes, she really is right now.
And I thought I would never say that. And
I was about to say that for this to come out of Casey mouth, Lord, the apocalypse is now.
Anyway, D, I love you, babe.
I'm like, you just said something nice about Victoria. I'm looking outside for the horsemen to come down.
Ooh, God. I love Amelia Hindley, but you guys know that I can't.
That's how I feel, Casey. With Amelia Hindley's Victoria, she does good as whoever she paired with. Because other than that, I don't care.
Oh, my God, I'm crying.
And we all know Victoria needs some fire to go with her ice. And Theo got some fire.
Oh, Victoria doesn't need to get laid.
And yeah. I can see their sex scenes post-COVID. Oh, they would be great. Let me tell you, Victoria bended her hair all in his face. And,
And this would be a great opportunity to make Lola a crazy bitch.
Yes, they
need to make her Isabella. That's what we need.
Sasha Callie can do it. You know she can. You know
it's the CBS soaps are scared to write a bitch. Bold is scared to write a bitch. You see what they did with Sheila? They wasted her. Like, they're scared to have a villainess on the show.
CBS soaps used to be the darkest soaps. I mean, CBS soaps used to go there where Guiding Light, you know, wasn't afraid to say the N-word in an episode where Wyandar had Diane bashed over the head with a rock floating in that pond where poor Murphy found her, and, you know, B&B having, you know, Sheila stick dogs on somebody. I mean, CBS used to be that bitch, and honey, that bitch is dried up now. That it's bitch like you turned into Karen.
Like Rick Logan.
CBS just asked to see my manager.
Pretty much.
That's why, like Courtney Hope's character needs to be a bitch. She has to shake things up. Don't have her coming on being Sister Mary Moira, goddammit. I know that's days, but still.
Don't have her come being on. That's dry. The wrong show.
You know that.
You got to keep the Y&R B&B crossover tradition going. I mean, that's been going on for years. They've been doing that since the early 90s. So
it's
like,
what put B&B on the map. It's what, you know,
I mean, goddammit, you had
2 to a 6.7.
Yeah, Eileen Davis and Ashley was on Bowling Green for a year. I mean, come on. So it's just like, it's, you have to make her Sally Spector. Like, what other character would they bring on to that show? I mean, Sally would be a good addition to Genoa City. Like you said, you can pair her with Lauren. Like, you can bring her into to Fenmore's to, like, shake that shit up.
Yes. Like, what if she completely revives Fenmore's and, like, Jill decides, oh, I'm going to get back and I don't trust this bitch because, you know, Eric Forrester called me and filled me in on her history or something like that, you know?
The
have
only
Jill
problem
come
is-
up in there and go, well, you know, Sally, I don't trust you. And
the only thing is,
look,
is
I
that
can't
they
do
don't,
it just Walton. Just Walton, just
the problem him. Is they don't have characters Sally's age to, like, pair her with. Like, they don't have that young grouping at Young and Arrested right now.
Yeah,
where,
they're not anymore.
Yeah, all they have you, is Theo and Kyle.
Yeah, you cannot.
Like, where is Finn and
Yeah, like, I can't even see who they would even pair her with on this canvas.
The only way I can see that working is her not being Sally Spector would be if she was Noah's girlfriend, that Noah has a girlfriend in London, her being, if she was going to be a new character, Noah's girlfriend. That's the only thing I could see happening. And then they could bring Noah for that. That's the only way I could see that working for her being a new character. Like, I honestly can't. Unless she's trying to bust up that snore fest that's Chloe and Kevin. I really don't see.
Oh, good Lord. No. Leave Will Truman and Grace Hart Adler over there with that baby.
No, stop. Diggs,
No.
I'm like, who else can she interact with?
And I Esther, mean, you ready for this? Esther is Jack. That's who Esther has turned into.
Lord, if they pair Courtney Hope with Jack, I'm done. I'm leaving.
They would put him with a younger woman.
Casey meant that Esther is Jack McFarlane from Where Will and
Grace. Yeah, I know what you meant, but I'm literally saying, that popped in my head. I was like, Lord, because you know Jack always have to have that young meat. I was like, if they put her with Jack.
Esther was 29. When they did that story.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, I need to bring up charges against Peter Bergman.
I know somebody they might pair her with. If they put her with Billy, with Jason Thompson's Billy, he's the only one that I could see they could put her.
No, leave him with Lily. Leave him with Lily. They already wired her like she's 40, so leave him with Billy.
They dress her like she's 42. Poor Chris
They don't even know what they're going to do with Billy. Billy is just sitting there like...
Do they ever know what they're doing with Billy? Billy
never.
Has had no direction the whole time.
No
honestly,
direction.
Not since... Honestly, they haven't had any story for Billy since Burgess Jenkins. Burgess wasn't my favorite Billy, not by any means. But the story kind of went away with him. Which
Billy
was
has
weird.
Story. Billy
well, I guess. Well, you know
story.
What? No, I changed my mind because
Jason
Thompson's like
Gina
first
Tanyon,
year.
They,
yeah,
they
the
really
Gina
went Tung- in. Yeah, they went.
But
in.
Then you know, really, Mal hasn't known what to do with the character, and then that's kind of transitioned onto Josh as well.
Since Gina Tanyon left, they don't know what to do with Jason Thompson's Billy because they knew. that those two had amazing chemistry. Like, oh,
And then Billy, when they show that episode,
they were in everything together.
Billy and Phil
that was my ship right there.
Then you see why they don't even like. Now Billy and Michelle Savage feel they hardly have any scenes.
Right, they are like they're strangers.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, like, oh, y'all gonna act like y'all didn't. Yeah,
Josh kind of
like, I don't get it.
Who's that? Josh was like, that didn't happen.
It never happened. Like,
well, hello. Josh was like, it wasn't me. Look at Sharon and Adam. How long did Sharon have cancer before Adam found out? I mean, come on now. When we talk about the obvious things that should have been played a long time ago, and I mean, the sister angle should have been forever ago.
The weirdest thing about Wyandar is that I'm not sure if they skipped ahead in time or if they're still where they need to be, because Sharon's had her surgery and is on recovery, but meanwhile, Chelsea is like, well, last week when you told Adam about AJ Montavo, and I'm like, wait, what's the timeline here? Did we skip ahead and multiple months for
they
Sharon's
don't know.
Surgery?
And this cancer story, this ended, because like, they obviously don't give a shit about it. So, and like, I don't even care either. I forgot cancer. I forgot Sharon had cancer. Like, I was like, what is... Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. I forgot she had cancer.
That was their only A story when the show left the air.
I forgot. When they left the air, they cared about it. When they came back, they didn't give a shit. I was like, okay, like, I see you don't care. Sharon's is like,
so are you
okay.
saying when they left the air, they gave a shit about story?
I mean,
there you go.
They cared about some story, I guess. But
I'm like
now they've
Jeff
been back.
Cotton's cared more about One Life to Live on Prospect Park than Young and Restless cared about those storylines when that show left the air. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm just trying to give this show the benefit of the oh Lord.
I try to. I really do. You know,
I'm not trying to digest.
I'm like, the budget is still good. There are people on that writing staff who still know the show, even though the person in charge doesn't. And there are all the same faces from the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, but it's not the Young and the Restless anymore. It's what'd you call it, D? The whatever and the hopeless.
The old and the hopeless is what
the
it's
old
looking
and the
like.
Hopeless. There you go.
I never even play the necessary beats. Like I said, like Theo is a Brooks. Why ain't Lori and her sister came to visit their nephew?
Well, why did they only ask once though? Because allegedly Y&R asked Jamie Lynn Bauer back for that arc. However, she couldn't do it because she had another engagement, allegedly. But why didn't they ask her back again? Why didn't they say, oh, hey, this didn't work out. Let's just wait a month and see if she's available. Because
don't worry, they're going to ask her in 2 months, and then she's going to show up all the facts.
They're going to ask her in 3 years for the 50th anniversary of this show. That's what they're going to do.
This show has never cared about no damn Brooke sisters. And like,
they tried
them out. They tried these Brooks sisters out for like these little special anniversary shows and like these little like Lori Brooks. The last time they brought Lori Brooks for like they tried to bring her out for a real storyline. She was obsessing over Victor. I was like, oh, here we go with this bullshit. Like all these years, Lori Brooks was still in love with Victor Newman. Okay. I believe that.
But that's embedded in the character's history because Lori's a petty hoe. Like, that's like.
But, like, girl, it's been like 50 years. Like,
you know, she's like Alan. You know, she's
this
like.
Get over it.
Like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
They pulled this whole Theo as a Brooks out of their asses with this one. Like, yep. I don't believe that shit. Like, it came out of nowhere. I don't even.
It came out of nowhere with no canvas.
No, with no backup.
Why do you tell a story
with
no
backup for it?
No, nope.
Dean is a hoe. That was basically the story.
That was the story. Okay, Dean, like, we all know Dean is a hoe. Like, how many times we gotta know Dean is a hoe? Okay, we get it. We get
it.
No,
like, that's the 80s.
Let that whole hoe die.
Alan's definitely a hoe, and Dina's
like,
a hoe.
Stop! Too. Like stop!
They do. They pull anything out of their ass just to see what sticks.
Well, I did something like that similar, but we won't get into that.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway.
I'm interested in the CPO in Victoria and how that works out.
Victoria, you know, Victoria likes her, you know, she likes her little young man, you know.
Well, and finally, little, Victoria's not with Billy again, you know, finally.
Yes. Finally.
So anyway, let's get into our last two hot topics here. We've got some talk show news to discuss. And we'll, in fact, start with the talk, because it's always the right time to have the talk. Let's go to Alan Chin Moonves about this. Alan, John Redman, one of the talk's original executive producers and their showrunner, is leaving after 10 seasons, and there's no immediate replacement while the show is placed on summer hiatus. So what do you think about this? And do you have anybody in mind for who could run the talk when they return this September?
No, because that show is basically boring now. It's basically, ever since Julie Chen left, does anyone here still watch the talk? Anyone? Because no one cares about it. No one cares about Marie Osmond.
After the daytime Emmys, that's it. Yeah, that's
right, that's and when they have like Melody Thomas Scott on to go, well, you know, Nikki was supposed to be a mud wrestler. And I said, what? That's the only time I watched the talk.
Otherwise, no one cares about Eve or them or any wrestler or the woman from Dancing with the Stars. What's her name? Because no one cares about them. They're boring. Freaking the, even the View's more watchable, and they have that horrible woman on there that says horrible things every day. Like, I'm not going to mention her name. Even the Bill's even better than the talk, and they should just cancel it, honestly.
Well, and so, you know, when I was reading the Deadline article, which I'm going to read some snippets here from it, I found it interesting because it sounded like a cancellation article, because they even brought up, in 2010, CBS was looking for a replacement for departing veteran daytime soap opera As the World Turns. First of all, I'm really shocked Deadline brought up As the World Turns. I was shocked by that. But anyway, then it goes on to say, under his leadership, the talk earned 11 Daytime Emmy Awards. The talk also won the People's Choice Awards. Like, it all seems like a cancellation article, because, you know, they're doing this whole big retrospective of the talk that's not really even necessarily about him. So, Dee, what do you make of this? Do you think this is setting the talk up for cancellation?
To be honest, I watched that show the day after the Daytime Emmys. If they cancel it, they cancel it. Like, I feel like this is probably the last season. They're probably looking for a replacement as we speak. So they renewed it because they didn't have anything else going on. All I'm going to say, bring back As the World Turns and Guiding Light. Thank you. Good night.
Oh, Lord, if they do. Look, first of all, Beth Ellis is on my show, so I don't know who they're going to get to play Harley.
You know what? She can be Harley Kurth, okay? Bye. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just
saying,
Beth Ellis is
gonna cancel, if you're going to cancel that show, then go back to what actually got you ratings. You had better ratings when you had soaps on than when you had these talk shows.
It took the talk a whole season to match As the World Turns as ratings. A whole season. You know, 200 episodes, and they barely matched it, and now barely. They match it as well. And but look, I would love As the World Turns to come back. You know, Bob and Kim, and you know, Barbara, and shoot, Rodrigo could play James.
Lord,
Child,
be careful. You're
gonna take that show off the air. Then you need to put something quality in its place.
Torres Bellin presents the Gong Show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, bye. We don't have Hollywood Squares on. You watch.
Hosted by D. That's what it would be.
No, it's not. We mean soap operas. Thank you.
Soap operas. Not just soap operas. Soap operas.
Kristen McNichol hosts You Bet Your Life.
God, no, you didn't.
Yes. Kristen Chenoweth hosts the Alan Serapa Show. So anyway,
I'd actually watch that, though. I'd actually watch that.
It would be too raunchy for an 11 o'clock in the morning time slot. Come on now. Tiggs, so what do you think of the talk possibly being on the chopping block from the way things look in that Deadline article?
Bye. I mean, Eve don't need the money. Eve don't need the money. Sharon Osbourne don't need the money. Don't none of them hoes need the money. So, bye.
The night is over. Okay, now I gotta stop singing because I don't want us to have to pay for that song.
And we all know one of the reasons that show even got on the air anyway was because of that damn Julie Chen being married to Leslie.
What? This Tiggs. I had no idea. This piece of information. Wow.
They probably believed, as soon as they finally got rid of Les Moonves, they probably really didn't give a shit about the show then.
No, of course not. I mean, well, another show that people aren't giving a shit about is the Ellen DeGeneres show. So, Alan, let's go to you on this. Mariah Carey opened up about her 2008 interview on the talk show. And Ellen had asked her if she was pregnant, and if she wasn't, then why not toast with champagne? Mariah Carey now recalls this moment and said it made her feel extremely uncomfortable. And furthermore, she states, "I can't believe you did this to me, Ellen. This is peer pressure. You see what Ellen is doing. This is peer pressure." So, Alan, what do you make of this past interview and Mariah Carey's reaction?
Ellen is a bitch. She doesn't like people. Everyone knows this.
Alan, warn somebody.
Well, it's common knowledge. She's a bitch. She doesn't like people. And it's kind of an odd job to be a talk show host and you hate people. And you have them all on and you're talking to them. And you hate people, you're just stay your ass home or do you just do comedy sets? Then you don't have to talk to people like that. And I'm glad that Mariah Carey called her out because I'm tired of these freaking celebrities like Ashton Kutcher, mm-hmm. freaking Katy Perry kissing Ellen's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was nice to me. Well, you're a rich bitch. Of course she's going to be nice to you.
So, the interview is still up in the Ellen Show archives, and this is quite sad. It's titled "Ellen Can Tell That Mariah Carey's Pregnant."
What?
Of course, yeah. So the interview is still up there with that title.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Of course, this was the baby that Mariah miscarried shortly after the interview.
Ellen cursed her.
So, Dee, do you think that this is just cold-blooded and continues to show Ellen's issue?
I'm trying to be diplomatic when I say this. I've known that Ellen DeGeneres was trash for a very long time. It did not take a rocket scientist to figure this out. Now, I need some of her employees to come forward and say that she's not a trash person. I don't need these famous people that have been on her show and have benefited. I need the little people because none surprises me anymore. Mm-hmm. Whether she was pregnant or not, that was her business. Ellen should not have put it out there. You can ask, and if she tell you she don't want to talk about it, then keep it moving. But you're going to keep on pressing. I'm like, are you mad? Why are you up in her vagina like that? Like, to me, it just felt very uncomfortable. I'm just saying, as a chick, I'm just like, get out of my lady bits. It's none of your business. I'm just... Why are you passed out like that, Casey?
I just... Now I have a title for the episode, but
oh God, not again!
It's the Mayo Twins Redux.
I'm never gonna put that down. I don't know. I mean, is anybody surprised at the stories that you hear about Ellen anymore?
No, it's just sickening. Oh. I mean, it truly is.
It gets worse and worse.
Like, yeah, it gets worse and worse. You're right. And Dee, you made a very interesting point. you don't need celebrities to come forward about how they feel about Ellen. You need her employees to do that, to really show change. You know, the people who work for you need to speak out with their 5 paid vacation days of choice. So, Rodrigo, what are your thoughts on this whole mess?
Ellen, you tried it. I'm sure, like, they had discussed this beforehand, because you're not going to interview Mariah Carey, and there's not going to be stipulations what the fuck you're going to ask.
Okay.
So I'm sure Ellen did a little sneak attack, because Ellen, okay, I've never bought this whole Ellen Nice Act shit. Like, this... I always question talk show hosts that, like, are so, like, they do this nice, sweet shit. There's, like, oh, kindness, all this stuff. But you hear... I've been hearing rumblings about Ellen for years. For
Except
years.
For Kelly Clarkson. We're going to give Kelly a pass. But other than that, nah.
No, I'm just, I don't, like, I don't subscribe. Like, it is what it is. Ellen, you messed up. You fuck with the queen. You fuck with Mariah Carey. Like, you know Mariah was going to get your ass. You already knew that. She was going, you knew she was going to get your ass one way or the other. Like, it was a matter of time. So, like, I believe Mariah. I'm like, yeah, I believe you would do that shit. Because, like, Ellen's very sneaky when she comes to her, like, her guests. I don't even like that little scare shit, that scare tactic stuff she does with her guests. I don't like that shit either, because, like, you're going to get people heart attacks and shit. No, I don't like it.
You're going to get popped in the face. That's what's going to happen. You're going to catch the light.
All that shit is mean-spirited. Like, it's mean-spirited shit. I don't like her game of game shit, like, where she throws people in pools and shit. I don't like that shit. That people, like, sign up to, like, get abused by her. I don't like it. So it was just a matter of time. Like, it's not looking good for her show. Australia didn't kick her off the air already. So, like, she is, like, when countries are kicking you off the air, like, you, continents, like, you are, like, there's some problems.
Very good. Because I will say, look.
And it's Australia. Australia, like, for Australia to kick you off the air, you did some shit.
Well, regardless of what Ellen's done, Australia made the right choice, though, because I'd rather watch an hour of Desperate Housewives as opposed to the Ellen DeGeneres show. That's all I would rather have those nice white women than the evil stepmother of NBC. That's all I'm going to say. And then you throw in, you know, Alfre Woodard, you know, when you have to meet your network quota. But otherwise, I would rather see Desperate Housewives than the Ellen DeGeneres show. So anyway, the lovely D, where can they find you on the Twitter?
You can find me sad and lonely because Chandler Massey left Days of Our Life at TMZ Didi.
And Alan, where can they find you and Chandler Massey ordering a pizza?
You can find us back at Alan Serapa.
Oh, I got D shook.
Nah, I don't even care about me. You wait till this is over, Casey. I got something for you.
Well, shoot, it's been a long time since a human being said something like that to me.
You better work on yourself. Bye.
And then, Tiggs, where can they find you?
The best 11985.
The way you said that was so weird.
It was proper. I liked it.
And then, Mara Rodrigo West, where can they find you?
You can find me at Rodrigo's World 81.
All righty, and that is our show, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see all of you next week.
Have a safe Labor Day weekend, y'all. Wear a mask and mind your damn business. Watch
yes.
that.
Yes, all that.
All of that.
And make sure the white auntie bring the potato salad.
No raisins.
No raisins, no walnuts, no
raisins.
I just need some salt, pepper, garlic powder.
And wash your hands before you make that food.
Okay. For at least 20 seconds.
Well, maybe 30. You know, you're cooking for a crowd, so.
Yeah.
There you go. And you can find me at KCS Hutch, and you can find our show on Twitter and on Facebook at the chat _ podcast. We'll be right back.